Program. Matt, your host here. I forgot to hook the microphone up.
You can claim old age too.
It's okay, we had time.
I come in here early in the morning to set up before Frank's show, and Frank and I, we always get in intense conversations. And in the course of that, I forgot to put the wire to the microphone, but it's okay. And I don't mind telling you because, you know, you get to enjoy the back scene. Yeah, that's a good phone there. Works good. The volume's great. Okay. Anyway, welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Matt, your host. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. If you want to check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com and watch us live, you can do that too. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Tell us what's on your mind. And remember that all programming is put into podcast form. You can check it out at Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page, YouTube channel, Instagram, all sorts of stuff. I want to thank the sponsors who support the program, who have faith in me to put their businesses out there on the program and also support the program. I want to thank all those people who donate privately. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I don't like to say this. I could use your help. Let me explain the relationship here, and everybody in the room, you can add to it if you wish. I started a program that I've done. I've been doing this for about 8.5 years. And I did it because I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to do it. But then it gets to a point, it starts to grow to a size that I can't do it all anymore. It's like that song Help from John Lennon. When I was young, I could do it all, but now I need some help. If you like this programming, if you like what you're hearing, I could use some help. It's very expensive.
The judge ain't cheap.
Judge A.G.
Oh, man, right. Yeah. And I want a raise.
So if you're out there listening and enjoying it, okay, great. You're not obligated. But if you're looking for something to do to change the way America is and you think this program is a small little piece of it, I could use your donations on a monthly basis to help pay the bills. And you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, scroll down a little bit. There's a donation button there and do it on a monthly basis. It'll be greatly appreciated, okay? It really will. Also, just everybody here contributing to the show, all the spokes of the wagon wheel, I couldn't do it without them. I want to thank each and every person who is on today and who comes on every week, whatever it is. Can't do it without you. So thank you very much, Shelby, for keeping me in check and squared away. But right now, my wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown. Colonel, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It was great to be here. I really enjoyed looking at the sun this morning driving in. It was exactly between the sun visor and the horizon.
That's right. All right. To my right, my special guest host today, C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham.
Good morning.
It was a long road, C.J. You got it. It's honorable, and we need to promote it. Attorney C.J. Grisham.
Good morning. Yeah, it is. I was talking about that yesterday at court. I met somebody that I met 10 years ago that works in the court now, and we were both in a tea party 10 years ago, and now we're both in the court. I mean, doing different things, but yeah, it's been a long road.
Great. To his right, Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing this morning?
I am so glad to be here. Of course, I had to be here today because you have to have a judge to keep a lawyer in mind.
Right. Now, I've got the metal rim around the wheel. Keeps me together. And this is Shelby. Shelby, say hi.
Hello, everybody. I was on here all day yesterday, too. And I fixed the functioning that happened today. Encore turned all the power off last night. And I saw them still working on the meter. So if anything happens today and you're not able to hear us around Cameron, just give me a call and I'll go fix it. I mean, I got to go way out of the way and track through mud, and they have dogs now and mesquite trees, and the lock is really hard to unlock, but I'll do it for you.
They need to double your pay there, Shelby. Okay. All right, let me set the table as to what's going on today. I got the devotional coming up. Tony Evans, I've been doing this now for the last, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. I want to thank Harvest House Publishers for giving me permission to read out of the Motivational Prayers for Men by Tony Evans. And when I do this in about 15 minutes or so, ladies, I'm going to ask for special, special prayer from you, because our men need to be put back in their proper position, and that is in leadership position, leadership roles.
Amen.
And in a respectable way. It's not like I'm in dominant over. No, in a Christian way. If we all fall into our specific obligations and duties, oh my gosh, what a better world this would be. Isn't there a song like that? We'll do announcements as well. True Stories at 11:30. Word of the Day coming up in a second. Quote of the Day in just a second. Judge Annie doing our revival prayer. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour for the scratch and sniff section of the program. And that's because she has a restaurant, Moz Place in Harker Heights, just in case anybody's wondering. Colonel Brown. Colonel, constitutional segment. Give me a teaser, sir.
Okay, we're going to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and Claudine Gay.
Do we have to talk about DEI? Do we really?
Yes.
Okay. I understand.
You need to know this, yes, because it is in everything. It's wiping out our city governments. It's wiping out our government. And it's already cleaned our education.
It makes you want to vomit, doesn't it? It really does.
I like when Vivek said the DEI needs the DIE.
Yes. Yes. That was very good. Okay. CJ, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about civil commitments and voluntary mental health commitments, and I'm going to tell you how the system is abused and how you can protect yourself.
Very good. Great information coming up. Let's go for the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. You can call me up here at 254-697-6633. Put the word of the day into a sentence and the colonel likes it. You get a prize. And I think Shelby's probably got something that you can eat from.
I got all kinds of goodies.
Goodies from different restaurants in the location.
I've got a couple of books today, and I'll talk about those for the quote of the day. We'll talk about those.
Well, the word of the day comes from the body of the story, and the word is atrocity. Atrocity, it's a noun. Definition is an extremely wicked or cruel act, typically one involving physical violence or injury. Now, the headline of the story that it comes from is this. Trump releases 2020 election fraud report from Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The word atrocity comes in from the second paragraph. Let me see if I can read. If the Republican Senate does not step forward and address this atrocity, it will happen again and be virtually impossible for Republicans to win elections in the future. So the word atrocity, give me a call, put it into a sentence. We'll go over this in a little bit. And plus, I've got something else coming up on show highlights I want to put in conjunction with this. Colonel, what's your quote of the day?
I believe in the people of Harvard because I see in you the possibility and the promise of a better future.
Oh, man. When you said Harvard, that was a key phrase, right? Harvard was a key phrase.
You think she plagiarized that far back?
Okay, how about this one? David Axelrod, Obama advisor, admits preventing Trump from running in 2024 would rip the country apart. I got to say amen to that.
Just getting ready for the rip.
The Epoch Times has a list of all the states that are trying to file things.
They're not going to make it, Colonel.
Well, they're being thrown out of court now.
Big time.
California was thrown out with
prejudice.
It's
not the fact that we're winning. It's the fact that they're trying.
Yeah, yeah. Significant problem. That's a quote. Ex-CIA analyst warns intel agencies will meddle in 2024 election to stop Trump. Look, they've been meddling in elections for years. It wasn't until Trump got elected that we started to see it in our faces.
The intel agencies have always been corrupt. They were formed under the socialist.
But I want to make something clear.
Now, hang on.
I want to make something clear.
I was in an intel agency.
Wait a minute. Let's be clear here. The majority of the people who work in intel are doing it for honorable reasons. It's the upper echelon we're talking about.
And some of the lower echelon.
Yeah, some of the lower ones who follow. But the majority of
except
people,
CJ.
The majority of the people out there are honest people who want to do good.
Well, I don't know.
All right, here we go. The system is not going to let Trump win. How do you say it? Vivek?
Vivek.
Okay, I didn't get it right on either
cake.
One, did I?
It rhymes with cake.
The system is not going to let Trump win. He was telling that to Tucker. Bomb threats trigger mass evacuations across the U.S. Look, people are getting swatted. Now we're getting massive emails to all these state capitals to evacuation because of bomb threats. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
All over a Stanley Cup, by the way.
Well, you're going to have to clarify. Now, people are wondering what the hell you're talking about, CJ.
I think they know. If you've been watching the news, all the riots or the people fighting each other over a pink cup at Target.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with hockey.
The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, says Davos 2024 meeting of the globalist elites all about trust. Now, listen. It's not about trust with them and the people. It's trust within themselves to say, look, this is what we need to do. Can I trust you to get this stuff done? You know, because we want to, like, take over the world. I've got about 15 seconds here and lots more to go. Exonerated. This is awesome. Trump cleared in Epstein files. Nope, never saw him. Nope, never did anything. Nope. Okay, so sorry, lamestream media. You can't use it. Last one before the break. 7 key campaign promises that Donald Trump publicly made for a second term. I'll read those later sometime in the program. Be back in 3 minutes.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply, yeah, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Here I go.
Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. I'm going to move pretty quick here. I got a lot to do in the next segment here. I want to finish up the show highlights, setting the table. We left off here at White House Press Secretary claims Biden doing all he can do to protect the U.S. border. Blames Republicans. Look, if you believe that, please go away.
No, no, if you
believe
that,
please don't vote.
Contact me. I've got some land for you.
No, really, CJ, just go away. If you believe that, go, please go away. Stay in your house. Don't vote.
Okay? I got some used razor wire. It's only been cut a few times.
You cannot be this dumb without being taught. Okay, you have to go to college at least 8 years and get $100,000 worth of...
Being that dumb is...
Let's be very clear here. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you do. Other than I don't want you to hurt yourself and being a Christian, it would be great if you'd, you know, come to Christ and all that kind of stuff. But because it's America and a free country, I don't care what you do. But you must pay attention and protect the goose that lays the golden eggs. But if you're going to be killing the goose with comments like this, she claims that he's doing all he can to protect the U.S. border. Look, just go away. Go, please, just go away. Illegal aliens cross border in front of the GOP delegation after Biden regime orders razor wire barriers cut. So here you've got Biden not doing his job. Abbott's down there at the border putting up razor wire. And then Biden's saying, nope, sorry, you can't do it. And they're going to cut the wire and let him come in. And they're standing there. I watched the video. They let them come in. The Border Patrol just lets them come in. What is up with that? If you don't have a problem with that, please go away. Illegal alien. Okay, here we go. Here's the whole reason behind this. Illegal alien says he will vote for Biden in U.S. election. He gave us an opportunity. There's your answer, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Haley, you need to go away. I don't like you. I don't trust you. You stabbed Trump in the back. I don't like you. Nikki Haley in 2015, Americans should not call illegal aliens criminals because they're not. What do you call an illegal alien? What do you call somebody who's illegal? Isn't that a criminal, Judge?
Yeah, that's...
Isn't that a criminal attorney?
Yes. Criminal.
Yes. It's all in the title.
Well, that's why they're trying to get rid... They're trying to make it undocumented because they don't want to draw attention to the fact that they're breaking the law.
But being undocumented is breaking the law.
White House blames Republicans for illegal immigration crisis. Yeah, stick it up your fourth point of contact. Governor Abbott, do we have a call? No.
Donation.
Oh. Sounds great. Thank you. I don't know what's going on, but thank you. Governor Abbott sends illegals to North... Oh, check this out. Governor Abbott... Got to keep it cool here. Sends illegals to New Jersey train station to bypass New York City mayor's bus blockade.
Well, they're going to impound the buses because they didn't give proper notice.
I know, so they go to the New Jersey and send them by train. That's great. Democratic New Jersey mayor. Quote, we turned away migrant bus because it's major security risk. Don't know if they're armed.
Oh, my goodness.
So here you don't want on your city, but what about us? What about Texas and the southern border? Yeah, what about America in itself, United States?
Oh, wait, he didn't say whether they were unarmed or armed. If they're not armed, they're not safe in New York City.
You know, I'm going to interject something here, and this will be right up my alley. Okay, we kept undocumented workers out of the United States for years and years in the last... 10, they have super infiltrated us. I always believe there's no country in the world that could invade the United States. But how many divisions of men do you think they got over here now?
Mm-hmm. Look, they've had, what, 7 to 8, about 7 million now, CJ, coming in?
Yeah, and you've got people coming from countries like Iran, Kenya, China, that are hostile.
Somalia.
And these are all young, military-aged males.
So you get that many people behind enemy lines?
And all you got to do is whatever that key word is in Arabic that...
Jihad.
Jihad, thank you. All right, let me finish this up real quick. Chicago Alderman. Communities at the brink of collapse due to migrant surge. We need to remain a sanctuary city. First of all, the Alderman admits we're at the brink of collapse for their city, but they got to keep it. That's the mentality you're dealing with when it comes to protection of this nation. Moving on. Has feminism and hoeflation destroyed dating in the West? Very interesting article. You feminists out there, sorry. Wash your hair, dye it brown again, put on a dress, and I think your troubles will go away.
How about just being kind?
But not even that. It's OnlyFans is super easy to get, and it's very cheap. It's cheaper than a girlfriend. So if they don't have to leave their house, they can get everything they want. If they request it, as long as they pay for it, they can get it. And they don't even have to leave the convenience of their little basement that they got.
What's that website again?
Sponsored. This is a sponsored ad, and I'm reading it for the headline, and I read the story, and it brings up this question. I'm not going to promote the sponsorship, but this article was sponsored, and it says this. Billionaire doomsday prepping. What is Zuckerberg hiding? And when you read it, and you see what he's doing and others are doing, it makes you raise an eyebrow. Now, the sponsored article was like, because they're doing this, you need to buy our product. I'm not going to promote that. But what I am going to promote is, hey, these people, the Bill Gates, the Dells, all these people, what do they know that we don't know?
There's going to be a magnetic flip, 2040, and the end of the earth.
And people don't know what you're talking about, but I do, and it's scary as hell. Judge Andy Isaacs, we got limited time. Go ahead.
You know, we're talking about stuff here that is just unbelievable. We do it all the time, especially on this radio program. But you really don't. It's so bad that you're like, you got sitting there with your mouth open. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There is somebody that's got this under control. There is somebody that can lead us to the right place if we will follow. He's not going to make you.
Key words, if you will follow.
If you will follow. He's written a book for you that is a guideline to get you to the right place. But there we go again, you know. The lies and the cheating and the stealing that goes on is because we will not sacrifice ourselves to be in line with Jesus Christ. And until we get to that point, until it gets so bad, it had to get so bad for Israel many times. They had to be exiled so many times before they finally decided to follow God. Now we're to the point now that we're not just going to be following God. Today I'm doing a funeral for a very good man. Lived to be 92, 93. His testimony is fantastic. And he did it all. 94 years old. And he did it all without really expounding on his Christianity.
And that's not a sad ending. That's a good life.
It's a great life.
A long life.
He had a great life. And the stories I get to tell today are outstanding. And I want you to know, God has a purpose and a plan for you. If you will follow him, you will not only be happy and satisfied, but fulfilled in your life. I promise you it's a guarantee. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for so much for all you do for us. Lord, help us to see, to hear, and to follow you in all things. It's very simple, Lord. You've got a plan for us. Please help me to make sure I stay on the path that you've placed me on. Lord, please let other people see Jesus in us, not so that we can boast and brag, but so that other people can find the everlasting life. Lord, this world is in a mess, and you know it. Help us to be the light in the mess, so that people can shine through to find you. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRministries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552. Colonel.
The founder said that the Bible is the best book for the guidance on this life and the next.
That's right. So be part of that. Morningstar Ranch needs your help just like everybody else. You can go to our website. There's a giving button there. God bless you. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. Shelby, I got about 2 minutes with the music faded. Okay, I got my devotional here. If you're on my devotional list, it's the Friday devotional. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang for sponsoring the program. They got a couple of locations here. They've been squaring me away when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. Temple is 254-773-3114. Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Today's devotional for this show was Friday's devotional, if you're on my list. It reads, good morning. Wouldn't it be tragic if God was speaking to us and we didn't listen or realize it? This comes from Job 33:14. Indeed, God spoke once or twice, yet no one notices it. I continue. The Lord has many subtle and not so subtle ways to speaking to us. He knows everything about us, what motivates us, what saddens us, what scares us. Job 33:15-18. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on the people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrifying them with warnings, to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. I continue. The Lord wants each and every one of us. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And I close. From what I read and from what I'm taught, there is hope through Jesus until our very last breath. Sometimes, however, God must prevent salvation in a manner that will get our attention. We all know what will get our attention, and so does he. Makes for a good partnership. Let's all tune into God's frequency and hear what he has to say. Have a blessed day. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Ladies and gentlemen, we got somewhat of a tight schedule, so I'm moving right on here. I have been blessed with the opportunity to read out of Tony Evans' book. It's called Motivational Prayers for Men, and I want to thank Harvest House Publishers for promoting this. But one of the agreements was, Shelby, would you show this in the Facebook so that people can see the cover of the book? And I want to ask all the women out there to doubly pray about what we're about to read here, because men need to be put back into their proper positions. And I'm not saying for women to go put them there. I'm saying pray that men will stand up and get themselves back in the proper position, okay? They have given me permission to read 15 chapters. I've read, I think, four. So today's chapter is titled A Prayer for Financial Security. It's from Tony Evans. Father, you are my source. In fact, you are my only source. Help me not only inadvertently replace you by looking to an illegitimate resource. Help me not to put anything in your place in order to meet my needs. May I look to you as my provider. It is you who provides an income, opens doors for job opportunities, and makes it possible to pay our bills. As the head of the family, I often feel like all these responsibilities rest on me, and the pressure can prove weighty. But there is freedom in knowing that while I must be responsible, ultimately you are the one who provides. Help me to remember that everything we have is because you are supplying for us and not because of what I am doing. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for meeting our needs. Thank you for food, clothing, and shelter, the essentials that are necessary for living in this world. Most of all, thank you for the peace that comes from knowing that you intimately care for us and will supply our needs. With that in mind, may my heart seek after you and my life align under your overarching rule. My eyes are on you alone as my source, not my employer and not my money. In the same way you provide for Elijah when he had no way to take care of himself, you give me what I need. Help me not to become preoccupied by what I lack because your thoughts are higher than my own. Also, help me to be a good steward of the resources you have given to me and those whom I love. Lord, grant me financial wisdom, and with it, financial security. And Tony puts a quote after his prayer. He says, God in his grace will supply whatever you lack so that he can get you where he wants you to go. Whew. There you go. So ladies, please pray extra hard. Men, pray as well. Men, stand up and put yourself back in your proper position. Katie from Moz couldn't call. Moz plays Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. If you want some good food, good size servings, good atmosphere, good price, go to Moz Place in Harker Heights. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Colonel, what do you got going on?
All right. I'm retired Lieutenant Colonel Rayford Brown, and January 2nd was the 53rd anniversary of my second life thanks to an ejection seat.
Yes, sir.
And this is the lower left-hand corner of the big picture. Let's examine diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and past Harvard President Claudine Gay today. My recommended book is Political Correctness, edited by Lind and Hawkins, and by my favorite paper, theepictimes.com, and multiple other papers will be quoted on the internet by copyright fair usage. Most of what I'm saying, I'm going to be paraphrasing from the book and from these articles. Political correctness, according to Richard Hawkins in the preface, is cultural Marxism is about a revolution to destroy Western civilization and transform us into a Marxist-based society. Then the introduction by William Lind, Russell Kirk wrote that one of conservatism's most important insights is that all ideologies are wrong. But the ideology, by its nature, cannot adjust to reality. And this is lawyerese. And to do so would be to abandon the system. Therefore, reality must be suppressed. Anything which challenges or suggests a problem with what must be true has to be suppressed. So what is political correctness? Marxists have used the phrase for the general line of the party for over 100 years. Also, part of its history must tie into the feminist movement, which it's now trying to kill. William Lind paraphrased by me, political correctness is in fact cultural Marxism. Marxism translated from economic into cultural terms. Now remember, originally Marxism was the fight between the proletariat and the bourgeois landowners. So Marxism has been translated from economic into cultural terms because the people have succeeded economically in the United States, so they needed something else. So back in the 1920s, racism was a big thing, so they picked up on that. With the writings of Italian communist Antonio Gramsci in 1923 in Germany, a group of Marxists founded the Institute of Social Research to make the transition from economic to cultural terms. Later, it was renamed the Frankfurt School to conceal its real mission. George Lukacs, one of the founders, said it was to answer the question, who will save us from Western civilization? Its influence became widespread throughout Western universities when the Institute's leading Marxists fled the Nazis. Now, I say Marxists is plural here. They fled the Nazis, the National Socialism, in Germany before World War II. When they saw the handwriting on the wall, they scattered. For cultural Marxists, the analysis is linguistic deconstruction. Deconstruction proves that any text, past or present, illustrates the oppressions of blacks, women, homosexuals, etc., by reading that meaning into the words of the text, regardless of their actual meaning, to fit preordained conclusions. But the quoted text lend a scientific air to the ideology. Right, so there's your definition of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Now, so I said, okay, let's talk about this with ChatGPT. So if you go to OpenAI, and you can talk to this old January 1st, 2022 version of artificial intelligence, and it's frozen in time. January 22, so it has no current information. But I ask it, tell me about DEI and Claudine Gay, the 30th president of Harvard. And ChatGPT gave me a definition. DEI stands for diversity, equity, inclusion, which are the key principles and practices aimed at creating a workplace of community that values and respects individuals from diverse backgrounds, etc. Okay, it started with the classic changing of vocabulary that leads to this stuff. Claudine Gay, it said, is a prominent academic and administrator known for her work in the field of social science. As of my last knowledge updated in January 22, Claudine Gay was the family dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences at Harvard University. All right. Claudine Gay has also been involved in initiatives related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. In her leadership position, she likely played a significant role in shaping policies and practices that support a more inclusive and diverse academic community at Harvard. All right. This is a clue. And then I said, well, who lied to you about diversity, equity, and inclusion? It comes from the communist Frankfurt School as imported to the United States around 1930. And ChatGPT came back with, the concept of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and this is where the lie comes in, is not derived from the Frankfurt School or any communist ideology. DEI principles have roots in social justice movements and are grounded in the idea of creating fair and inclusive environments for individuals from diverse backgrounds. end quote. Well, additionally, accusations of misinformation should be supported by credible sources to ensure accurate and informed discussions. That's ChatGPT. So, ChatGPT will regurgitate whatever it's been programmed to say, and it is a woke source of information. Now, not everything is incorrect there, but it is biased. So just keep that in mind if you talk to ChatGPT. If you don't know what you're talking about when you go there, it will blow smoke you know where. All right. DEI principles themselves are not inherently tied to any particular political ideology. That's ChatGPT. And then keep in mind that interpretations of historical and ideological influences can vary, and scholarly discussions on these topics often involve multiple perspectives. So that's ChatGPT.
All right, Colonel, we're going on to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Program finishing up the first hour, final segment with the Colonel Rayford Brown. If you got a question or a comment, give me a call, 254 877-6633. Don't forget, the word of the day is atrocity. Call me, put in a sentence, get a prize. The Colonel's got his quote as well. If you want to do that again, Colonel, that'd be great.
Yes. I believe in the people of Harvard because I see in you the possibility and the promise of a better future. All right. If you can say who said that, I've got two books here. You can have your choice. Political Correctness, that I've discussed, and before, The American Story by the Bartons, a great history book.
And the number to call, 254-697-6633.
All right, let's talk now. Let's go into some detail about Claudine Gay, the 30th president of Harvard that lasted just over 6 months. And this is from the Harvard Crimson, which is the Harvard newspaper. And it's an article by Miles Hershovhorn and Claire Wan, were staff writers. Claudine Gay took office as the 30th president of Harvard on Saturday, becoming the first person of color to lead the country's oldest institution of higher education in its 386-year history.
Who cares about the color, Colonel?
Well, that's just it. She happens to be a lady that is black rather than a black lady.
Why can't we just say, she's the, 39th president?
30th.
30th president?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right, so, Gay, 52, assumed the university's top post more than 6 months after she was selected by Harvard's Presidential Search Committee and confirmed by the Board of Overseers. And there's more comment on that later about who they would not even talk to anybody that had not been approved by the school's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office.
That means I'll never get a chance to be
President of Harvard. Yep. You're gonna miss out on $900,000 a year. All right. There's, if you've got a big endowment, why, you just will pay somebody and get rid of part of it. Okay. The Epoch Times: Harvard President Claudine Gay resigns following plagiarism allegations and anti-Semitism testimony. All right. The Harvard president resigned following allegations of plagiarism a month after testimony before Congress, where she refused to state that calling for the genocide of Jews constituted harassment. Think about that. This is one of our leading academic institutions.
Well, this deal is always follow the money. I wonder how much money they gave her to resign.
Well, she's going to stay on as faculty, and they'll probably keep her $900,000 a year salary.
You know, my thing about that, there's a lot of irony, I think, in what you're reading here, because first of all, I believe in the right to say Israel should be abolished. But I also believe in the right to say that all Arabs should be abolished. But if you say that at Harvard, it's a hate crime.
Yeah. If you say that the Muslims should be, but not if you say Israelis.
Right.
Okay. Or Christians. All right. Corporation.
And they used to be a Christian college that turned out pastors.
That's right. It's how it was formed. It was all of the universities early were
seminaries.
Yeah, seminaries. They were either to turn out pastors or to school leaders that were religious. Okay. From the Harvard Crimson, Corporation thanks 30th president for deep and unwavering commitment to the university. Gay will return to the Harvard faculty, where she has served as a professor of government since 2006. Well, let's get into some of the what makes her qualified. And this I say that DEI is still in full control of Harvard. And Harvard President Claudine Gay is facing allegations of plagiarism after this is from the Crimson. After a report in the Washington Free Beacon on Monday and a Sunday Post on the Substack claims she plagiarized portions of four academic works over 24 years, including her 1997 PhD dissertation at Harvard. Now, as of another update, 5 January 2024, there are 6 new charges of plagiarism against the Harvard president, bringing the total number of allegations against her to over 24. Now, one of these allegations also has, there contain nearly 40 allegations within one of these claims. So, She's facing over 50 allegations of plagiarism, which Harvard now says is just improper citation.
What's wrong with that? We got a president that did it.
And we have a vice president. So, anyway, Gay is accused of lifting other scholars' work in her 1997 PhD thesis and writing these papers. And it happens to be a black woman professor of science that she made some of these thefts from. Now, the New York Post, Melissa Koenig, Gay is accused of lifting other scholars' work in her 1997 PhD thesis and writing four papers published between 93 and 2017 that did not have proper attribution. The outlet said scholars had concluded and agreed that Gay had violated a core principle of academic integrity and said they had found 10 instances where Gay had lifted sentences or paragraphs and only changed a word or two without marks or citations. In this statement on Tuesday, the Harvard Corporation, the Ivy League's highest governing body, said officials became aware of claims of plagiarism in late October and initiated an independent review. And the results, a few instances of inadequate citation. Now let's go back and we see that after December 6th, and the Harvard alumnus and billionaire Bill Ackerman took to X to acknowledge that the university presidential hiring committee will not consider a candidate who did not meet the DEI office's criteria. Now, there's also some more to this story in that these citations or the lack of citations in these things. She's got, I'm lost my place here. She's got her PhD off of this. Harvard has been aware of this, and they're still keeping her on the faculty.
They need to take the DEI out of it and change it to LCS, lie, cheat, and steal.
Okay. My comment is that this shows the depth and strength of the Marxist movement in our academia, and that Harvard is far from the only institution. Texas's universities are among the worst in the nation. If you want to know what is going on in K through 12 and why we have this being taught in our grade schools and high schools, then all you have to do is see what is producing their teachers and administrators. By law in Texas, to be a superintendent, you need a PhD, which requires approximately 20 years of being steeped in diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, Elaine Pankratz points out that the plagiarism question was raised in late October, long before the congressional hearing. Harvard was already in the denial mode, yet Gay and others are saying that this is a result of the hearing, and that, you know, that nobody would have cared if it hadn't been for what she said during that hearing about the Jews and anti-Semitic remarks. Anything to keep the Harvard House of Cards standing, she said. And Bruce Owen also commented, President Obama is a poster child of DEI, thinly qualified by life experience and elected in a fever of self-righteous virtue signaling, and it even spilled over to the Nobel Committee. Remember that Obama was awarded the Peace Prize before he was inaugurated.
Colonel, we're almost getting to the top of the hour, and before we change the subject, can you state to the general populace, the person like me, how this can apply to their everyday life, the information you're giving? Because the information is fantastic, but some people like me, a 25-cent person, may not know how to apply it.
If you have children in school, they're being taught that they are not capable, if they have black skin or dark pigment, they are not capable of operating on their own, that they have been oppressed by people who don't have pigment, and people that don't have pigment in their skin cannot possibly, through any action, make themselves whole. They were always oppressors. This is what diversity, equity, and inclusion teaches, and it's the most racist thing that you could ask for. All right, let's kind of finish this thing up now. It's my feeling, okay, and that Obama was placed because he was a usable puppet controlled by Valerie Jarrett and others in the extreme left wing. The same silent, behind-the-scenes people control Dr. Jill and Joe and remain in full control. And if we look at the situation there, Joe's first speech, quote-quote, the reading that he made in 2024, and then he turned into a disaster as Dr. Jill had to rescue and lead him off the stage. And there's a video of his arrival for the speech that shows clearly confused and disoriented, demented person trying to leave Air Force One. You now have the lower left-hand corner of the big picture. Go forth and investigate the rest of the picture.
Colonel, with that, I want to say this. For you, ladies and gentlemen out there who love the United States of America and you're confused, you've got to go back to the basics. You must learn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and how it evolved. Then, using that, you can determine if people are perverting it, maligning it, taking advantage of it. We'll take a break. Be back with Attorney C.J. Grisham. See you on the other side.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman, CJ Grisham, my special guest host. I've got Judge Andy Isaac's in the studio as well. Shelby taking care of it, making sure I don't go off the rails. You, the listening audience, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM at Rockdale. If you want to look at our ugly mugs, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call at 254-697-6633. All programming is put in a podcast form. You can check it out at Podbean, Spotify, Apple, Aaron's Gun Shop, Facebook page, YouTube channel, the whole works, okay? Thank you to all the sponsors that have faith in me. Thank you to all the people who donate privately. I couldn't do it without you. I mentioned it earlier in the program, the first hour of the program. I can't do it without you. I'm at that point where I need help. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works. Hey, I want to make a comment. I got a good friend of mine, Scott, watching us here on Facebook. Scott and I go back to high school, and we're rowing crew. There's a movie, Boys in the Boat. Great movie, and I'll tell you why it's great, because it's accurate.
That's right.
When you take all the scenes out that are not involving the rowing part of it, that part is Hollywood, okay? The rowing part of it, they got it down pat, okay? So if you want to see Matt as a teenager in high school, and you watch that movie, you look at the guy who is facing the coxswain, the person who calls the commands. If you want to see my friend Scott, he's the sixth guy. He's the motor. He's the stronghouse. He's the engine. All I'm doing is setting the pace. But it was a fantastic movie. I watched it. I go, man, they got it down right. So if you want a good movie to go out and have some popcorn with, that's a great one. Boys in the Boat. All right, C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, is in the studio. Long friend, long-term friend, great guy, going through a lot, has a lot to offer. C.J., welcome, man.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone out there. I wanted to talk today something that probably a lot of people don't expect me to talk about, because it has nothing to do with guns, nothing to do with civil rights. Well, I guess it has something to do with civil rights. But this is about Chapter 573 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, and that's the section of code that talks about civil commitments, essentially, or emergency detention orders. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this is because I had a case last year that dealt with this issue in a civilian facility, and I just thought this was just odd. You know, the hospital just had a weird way of doing things. Well, I then had a case a few weeks ago at the VA, and I realized, wow, this is actually systemic, the problems that I'm seeing here and sort of the pitfalls. And just so you know, the reason that I say that, because, well, yeah, but CJ, it's a private facility versus a VA. Well, both facilities are required, they use the law of the state in which they're in. So even though it's a VA facility, if you're in Texas, you have to follow Texas law about commitments. If you're in Oklahoma, you got to follow Oklahoma laws about commitments, New York, etc. So wherever that VA sits, there's no federal law necessarily about this issue that we're going to talk about. And so the state law here in Texas is 573. Why is this important? Because two things. One, I want to help in case you have a family member that you might have to call on. And I want to make sure that you do what's best for that person instead of making it worse. And what I have found is in both of the cases, what they were trying to do was making my clients worse, not better. And in one case, the individual self-admitted. In the other case, it was a family member. Okay, so how does this work? Again, I'm just going to kind of skip through, and I'm going to cover the areas that I think are kind of important. But if you really want to know, it's not a very difficult and hard to understand chapter. You know, a lot of laws, you read them, and you're like, what does that mean? What does that mean? This one's pretty easy to understand. So if you want to read all of it and understand what your rights are and what the rules are, definitely go and look up the Health and Safety Code and go to Chapter 573. But there's several different ways to end up in a mental health facility. The first is, you've got what's called an apprehension by a law enforcement officer without a warrant, okay? I'm not going to really talk about the warrant process because there's a lot of due process in that issue. Generally, the judge can tell you that sometimes not, because there are some judges that will just rubber stamp a warrant, not even look at it. But generally, the warrant process is a due process type thing. So I'm not going to cover that so much. I want to cover what happens when someone just throws you somewhere you don't want to be, and it's just based off of a belief or an understanding. So, you know, if a police officer can throw you or grab you and essentially put you into a mental health facility, and for the record, this in itself is not a disqualifier for firearms, because, you know, if you've been involuntarily committed, you stand the risk of losing firearms. This particular process at this point does not represent an involuntarily commitment. So just because a police officer without a warrant takes you in, don't worry about that aspect yet. But he's got to have a reason to believe that, one, you're mentally ill. What does that mean? It could mean anything. Guess what? There's no definition of mentally ill in Chapter 573.
Wait a minute. You're talking officer. I'm picturing this badge on the street, makes contact with you on the street. He determines, or she determines, that you need to go to a mental house.
Exactly.
How the heck does that happen?
Well, it happens in several ways. One, you know, a police officer can be called because, for example, a gas station calls and says, there's this weird guy out here, and he's bothering customers, right? Officer shows up. The guy's acting belligerent. He's obviously got a mental illness. Maybe he's threatening people. That's the second prong of this arrest, but apprehension without a warrant is mental.
He has to have good probable cause. You have to exhibit some kind of mental illness.
But doesn't it have to say, I think this guy is mentally ill. I take him to the jail. We evaluate it. We go over proper procedure. As you're giving the impression that, hey, this guy's a nutcase. I'm taking him right there.
No, they have to have.
Somebody is looking mentally ill.
Well, and that's what I'm going to get into. Okay. So, and I'll break these down kind of individually. So there's got to be a reasonable belief of mental illness, and that has to be based on, and if you look at it, the person's behavior or evidence of severe emotional distress and deterioration in the person's mental condition to the extent that the person cannot remain at liberty. So I think the average person generally can see that somebody's having a mental problem or crisis or whatever. But the second thing is, the officer must have evidence that not only does he have a mental illness, because a mental illness in and of itself, and by the way, they don't go to jail. They're supposed to go straight to a mental facility. The second one is that they have to be a danger to themselves or others. So just having a mental illness, you know, you can be whacked out as much as you want, but in order to be taken without a warrant, there also must be a substantial risk to serious harm to the person or others if that person is not immediately restrained.
Okay, me speaking as a common sense guy, I can kind of see that if it's to that extreme level,
yeah,
where it's obvious.
But what,
right,
if they see that and choose actually not to do anything?
Well, they don't have to. They've got discretion to enforce this or not. There's no requirement in the law that they do this. This is just saying, if you do it, you have to meet this criteria.
And if they meet it and still, like, if somebody calls and says somebody's acting suicidal, and when they get there, they're very crazy, and they still choose not to do anything, is that not an obligation they should choose?
Well, they run a lot of risk there. If they can articulate, and here's the thing, because one of the other ways, there's three ways. You've got the officer aspect, you've got the guardian aspect when it's under 18 child, and then you've also got the any adult aspect.
Also, every county's supposed to have a mental health officer who's trained in what to see and how to react to it. So,
well, okay, now,
that's
now,
the
now
one that got killed, personal, almost got killed.
Now that you just said, Shelby, I want to pick up on you in just a second. Now that you just said that, what Shelby just said a second ago, let's go back to that Nevada, I think it was Nevada, where the girl was...
with a boyfriend.
The boyfriend, and she ends up being murdered. And
right.
Right,
So is that a perfect example of how he may have seen the signs, but he decided not to do something? It's a catch-22 for the officer.
Absolutely.
Well, it is, and that's why it's a very difficult thing, because you really want to make sure that your ducks are in a row on these things, especially when an attorney gets involved.
And I want to just put out this comment, too. I support the badge 100%,
yeah,
without a doubt. So this is just a debate.
I feel like at this point, if the police are called and they show up and someone's acting erratic and they've taken a bunch of pills and they openly admit, I've tried to commit suicide, and they're seizing up and they're talking to themselves, and the police say, suicide's not illegal. Take them to an emergency room and don't help and leave, because this is a personal story that my family members have dealt with.
Yeah.
And this was recent, and all they told this person and my family was, sorry, suicide's not illegal. Try to load him up in the vehicle if you can and take him yourself, and refused to call an ambulance, and nothing else happened of it.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like that's
What I have seen.
It's not good enough.
Now, I've only had two cases, but honestly, in both of those cases, my clients have put other people on the phone that are in these facilities. And so I've got more than two anecdotes. What I find in my short experience on this is that officers are more likely to go ahead and take you in for that reason, because they don't want to be the guy that later, when there's a school shooting or a suicide or a murder-suicide, be the one that, well, he could have done something.
20 seconds. Yeah, I get it, man. And I get the cops' view of that. It's just make sure it's, try to make sure it's blatant.
Suicide's not illegal, and leaving is not doing your job. And it's local, so they probably know who they are.
All right. We're going to go to a break. We got lots more CJ, the Colonel, Judge Andy, so much more to go on. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the
Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, is my special guest today. This would probably be an appropriate time to say it. Ladies and gentlemen, on the 27th of this month, I'm doing a self-defense home invasion seminar. I downgraded it from expert to intermediate. I have four positions left. They will not last long. If you want to be trained by me, if you want to leave after 12 hours of training and feel empowered, you need to make contact with me. Go to aaronsgunshop.com or send me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com or go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventure page, you'll see the flyer there. That day, though, is a Saturday, the 27th. I will not be here. Okay? So C.J. Grisham has agreed to take over that slot on the 27th.
Yep. And I'm only charging $150 an hour.
Yeah, okay.
What a deal.
And I think you have a special guest coming on, right?
I do. I've got several special guests. One of them's going to be the candidate for sheriff, one of the candidates for sheriff in Bell County. And the other ones are kind of a surprise.
Okay.
You better let me know.
I'll let you know.
Well, going back to the seminar, ladies and gentlemen, we cover malfunction drills, point shooting, shooting on the move, mag changes, malfunction. Girl? Good microphone. These microphones are fantastic. They pick up everything, okay? And
Wait, muffin.
And so if you're looking to get... Look, if you carry a gun for self-defense, or if you have a gun in the home for self-defense, and you just bought it because, one, you're able to, and, two, you carry it because constitutional carry, look, I'm telling you, if you haven't trained, you're training to fail, okay? That's just the way it is. There are laws you may not know. There's situations you may not perceive. And if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't do three-quarters of the stuff you think you can do. The last thing you want to do is, one, pull out the firearm, and, two, the worst thing you want to do is pull the trigger. Now, I didn't say don't. I'm just saying you better learn how and when and why, okay? You got any comments on that, CJ?
No, that's, as a matter of fact, I think I'm just going to go with that instead.
No. Okay.
But I will say that one of the guests that I'm working on and very close to getting for the 27th rhymes with pile spitting blouse. So.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You know.
Oh, gosh, that'd be great.
Did you, have y'all seen on the news where the guy jumps the bench? Over on a judge on.
Yes, I did. He cleared that thing.
You know, if she had been carrying,
yes,
she wouldn't have got hurt.
I don't think she can she?
Yeah, I do all the time.
You betcha. You
look
betcha.
It up. If that would have been me, I would have planted my face straight into the wall. There's no way I could have hurdled that thing. But so we were talking about the warrant. You know, if a police officer picks you up without a warrant and is going to take you to a mental health facility, you have to know that the officer is required to tell you, one, why you're being detained at the moment, and then that a staff member is going to read you your rights once you get there, okay? So the police officer is not going to read you your rights because Miranda does not apply here. You're not under arrest. It's not a criminal issue. This is a civil issue. It's a civil detainment. So, you know, oh, the officer didn't read me my rights. Well, you're not really looking at rights in the criminal sense because this is a civil detention. So don't worry about that. But he is required to tell you, look, this is why I've got you. And once you get there, they're going to read you, you know, what your rights are as it relates to the detention. Now, again, we already talked about a guardian can apply for a, you know, one of these emergency detentions. But so can, quote, an adult. So, the requirements, you know, any adult can apply for an emergency detention. If you see something that's unsafe, and generally these adults are family members. You know, usually it's a spouse, it might be a mother or father, or a sister, brother, son, daughter. But you have to have a reason to believe that that person evidences, again, a mental illness. It's the same criteria. Also, you have to believe that that person is a threat to themselves or others, a substantial risk of serious threat. You have to describe it, and then you have to describe the reasons that you believe that that's the way it is, and that it has to be derived from recent behavior, overt acts, threats, or attempts. So in other words, when Biden comes here, you know, any adult can say, look, this guy's mentally ill, He's obviously a threat to this entire country. And here's the specific reasons, because he's President Biden and he's letting all these people in. So we need to have him detained.
It'll never fly.
It'll never fly, but...
Secret Service ain't gonna let you get closed in.
Your closest thing to that would be the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, right.
That ain't gonna happen. But, I mean, it's not that it's illegal.
Yeah, not that it's illegal.
It's just not gonna happen.
Secret Service will not allow that to happen.
No, they ain't getting... No, not within 100 feet of it.
Now, here's what's supposed to happen. You are supposed to get a preliminary examination within 12 hours of arriving at a facility. If you're picked up by law enforcement, it's within 12 hours of being picked up by that law enforcement, okay? And once you are accepted for a preliminary examination, you can't be detained for any more than 48 hours. This is where there's a common rule. There's a common law rule of 72 hours. So you might hear the 72-hour rule or the 72-hour detention. Texas has reduced that to just 48 hours. So we don't do like most states do, which is a 72-hour detention. We do a 48-hour detention. But here's where the problem lies. The 48 hours, of course, stops or starts the moment you're detained, or like if it's a family member, you're brought to a facility the moment you arrive at the facility. If the 48 hours is going to end on a weekday or a business day, but let's say they bring you in at 7 p.m., so obviously it would end at 7 p.m. 2 days later, it really is 4 p.m. They have to release you by 4 p.m. that second day.
So it's not a carryover. They got to make sure they'll cut it short.
Yeah. Okay. They can't keep you past the 48 hours. So,
I got you.
And the reason they do 4 p.m. is because, you know, 7 p.m. is after duty hours. There's probably not going to be someone there that can do all the paperwork and stuff. 4 p.m. is during the general business hour, so they can process you out and get you out.
Now, look, I don't want to make this sound weird, but I kind of dig the 72 hours because if there's legitimacy, it gives law enforcement more opportunity to make sure they got their ducks in a row.
Well, remember, at this point, law enforcement's not involved. At this point, at the 48-hour rule, law enforcement's not involved at all.
This is all on the hospital. And what happens? This is what happens. Most of the time, the people that need to be committed, the hospital gets them on meds or their meds, which they probably have a list of. They start taking their meds like that, and they clean up, and then...
Okay, well, let me clarify what I just said, because I don't want to go out there sounding a certain way. What I'm saying, I got off track with the medical aspect of it, but if somebody's held for 72 hours, I'm thinking, okay, there's a potential this person would be bad... 72 hours ain't going to kill you. If you're going to be in for 48, 72 ain't going to kill you. Make sure your ducks are in a row. However, then again, on the other side, I go, no, 72 hours is too long. It's a balancing act.
Well, you know, as a guy who spent 12 hours in jail for things he didn't do wrong, 12 hours is too long, you know, to take someone's liberty without reason. And so, I mean, I'm all good with forcing hospitals to do these preliminary examinations immediately, make these determinations immediately. And then what has to happen is within 48 hours, and let me go back to the 48-hour timeline, because this happened to me twice, oddly enough. So let's say, like in one case, the client was brought in at like 9 o'clock at night on a Thursday. That means that the 48-hour clock ends on a Saturday, which means really that 48-hour clock doesn't
Friday.
End until Monday.
Well, wait, I thought you had to get them out before that, so it had
no,
to
be... Weekends
don't count.
Weekends don't count.
That sucks.
So holidays don't count, weekends don't count, things like that. If there's a weather emergency, they can get a quick, easy 24-hour extension, you know, if there's no way to get people on the road or whatever. So... if you're brought in on a Thursday or Friday, so if you're going to, you know, call in on a family member and you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing, do it Wednesday, no later, you know, Monday through Wednesday.
And CJ, I got to say something, man. I'm the guy who's trying to keep it straight. Keep it, this is the way, you know, even keel.
Yeah.
And so when I make comments, it seems to sound like I'm not aware, not alert. Because look, I've been busted too. Okay, I've had cuffs on, I've had photographs, the fingerprints, the whole works up in New York. It's crazy. It's a wild story. So I know what the retaining aspect of it is. I don't like it either. So, but it's the generality of it. I've got to have the public to realize, hey, you need to do your part. I've got law enforcement. Hey, you need to do your part. We're here working together. It just seems like there's a dividing wall.
Yeah.
And the civilian, the people without the badge resist those with the badge. And vice versa. We don't need this, man.
Yeah, and you just really... Look, my overall advice, and I was going to get to this at the end, and maybe I'll reiterate it at the end. If I were you, the best thing to do is to try and keep law enforcement out of it altogether, because it puts them in a bad position, and it also escalates something that probably doesn't necessarily need to be escalated. Law enforcement aren't always trained to deal with mental illnesses. And so, you know, if you've got a family member, either get somebody that you know can help, or take them to the hospital yourself. Well, again, once they're in there, that's the doctor's decision if they want to stay. They have to. So on my second case, my client did not want, well, actually in both cases, they didn't want to stay. But in the second case, he was voluntarily admitted. He went in. Mm-hmm. But then he realized that this wasn't helping him. It was making it worse because, you know, they're locking him down and all that. And so he filed an AMA, a against medical advice waiver. But they kept him anyway, and then I'll talk a little bit more after
that. Yeah, let's go to the break. We're going to take a 3-minute break, 254-697-6633. Attorney C.J. Grisham, you got a question? Give us a call. Be back in 3.
Get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Yes!
Podcast Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Shelby taking control. Good job. CJ Grisham, my guest host, attorney CJ Grisham. Great conversation going on so far and a lot more to go. So CJ, just take it away, buddy.
Yeah, so I already talked about the 48-hour rule, and they have to, within that 48-hour rule, request a hearing for emergency detention. So if they want to keep you beyond that 48 hours after the preliminary examination, within 48 hours, they have to file that application for an emergency detention. I almost, because this last case I had, I was looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, they didn't do that in time. So we don't even need to have this hearing. The court has no jurisdiction because they didn't get their application in time. But then I realized there was it was New Year's, so that didn't count as a day. And they got the application in at 3:52, so before 4 o'clock on the 48-hour clock time ending. And so I couldn't use that, but and we had to go through with the hearing. I still won, but that's the 48-hour rule. Now, once you're admitted for an emergency detention, that's after the preliminary examination, if it's the physician's opinion, and this is generally a psychologist, that, again, you go back to the same standard. The person's mentally ill. He poses a substantial risk of serious harm to himself or others, and that there's a substantial risk of harm is imminent unless he's immediately restrained, and then the emergency detention must be the least restrictive means necessary to essentially get that person better. I think that's where a lot of these guys fail. Like, with my last client, they wouldn't let me even see him. Now, they let him make phone calls, but now you're making phone calls not only to your attorney but to others in a public hallway, you know, and you're talking about things that nobody should be listening to, and you're not allowed to go outside, and you got to stay on this floor, and it just was not conducive. But the physician has to write down in this, it's got to include a description of the nature of the mental illness. All right, so what is it that he's got? You know, is he schizophrenic? Does he think that everyone's out to get him? What's going on? And it's also got to have specific detailed information on the facts that form that opinion. Here's what happened with this last case that I had. He checked so they've got a form essentially that lists out all the elements: mental illness, threat to others, that threat is imminent unless he's immediately restrained. You know, they just check these boxes. And then they've got a next section, which is where they're supposed to put in the facts that form the basis of why you check those boxes. And in this case, there were two line items that the physician included. The first one was the patient stated that, "I don't want to talk to you unless you're a Christian." I don't know where the threat is there.
Just anybody who has no clue would hear that and go, oh.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
It's not. And then the second one was that he requested immediate release. Those were the only statements that the psychologist used to try and commit my client for 90 days. That's what they were recommending was 90 days. So that's what's required to keep you beyond that 48-hour period. Once you are released or once you're discharged after a detention, they are required to take you back to where you were picked up. They can't just, all right, yeah, you're better, open up the door, give you your stuff, kick you out, you know, or in the case of the VA, put you out there on the sidewalk next to the bus station. If you're picked up in Temple and you end up in Waco, they got to take you back to Temple, okay? That is your right to do it. And I'm going to get into those rights right now because that's the important aspect. And this is what I see as the biggest problem because, well, let me go through them first. Here are your rights if you are involuntarily detained on a mental health hold or an emergency detention. You have the right to be advised of where you're going to be detained, why you're going to be detained, and the fact that it's possible that detention may last longer. Keep in mind, this is supposed to happen within 12 hours of you being admitted. 24 hours of you being admitted. 12 hours is the preliminary examination. So, in both of my cases, neither client was told, like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm being held against my will. That's something that they're required to tell you. The next thing is you have to have a reasonable opportunity to communicate with and retain an attorney. In both cases, this was like me pulling teeth because I would call the hospital and I would say, I'm so-and-so. And the client even told them, this is my attorney. And yet they're like, oh, well, we need you to file this and file that. And we need a letter of representation. Okay, so I did all that stuff. But then I show up and I'm asking about, okay, when's the hearing? In both cases, finding out when the hearing was pulling teeth. It was nearly impossible. And I had to meet with my client literally within an hour of the hearing each time because that was the... I just had to show up and force myself into the building and let them know that I'm not going to back down. I'm their attorney. They have a right to have me here. And in the VA case, like, oh, well, we do all this stuff virtually. I'm like, okay, well, can you send me the login information? Oh, I don't know the login. I don't know how you log into that. We've never done that before. Ladies and gentlemen, that just tells you something. Something's wrong with the system when I get involved as an attorney, it's like something that's never happened before. They have no process for this. They have no rules for how do we deal with when there's an attorney because they have these court-appointed attorneys or these attorneys that are on standby for these hearings. And in both cases, when I got there, even though everyone knew that I was retained as an attorney, the court-appointed attorney was there and essentially had to, I don't know, say, you know, essentially approve the fact that it was okay. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. You have an Eighth Amendment right to an attorney. It doesn't matter whether that court-appointed attorney approves it or not. The client is the one, and there are very specific rules about when a judge can deny an attorney. So, for example, you look at that Marvin Guy case. You know, he went through like five attorneys. But eventually they got to the point in the case where he wanted to fire his attorney again. But the judge is like, no more delays. Okay, you've had plenty of opportunities. You're keeping your legal team. And that makes sense. But generally, and most of the time, a judge, or nobody has any authority to say, no, you can't hire that person. Now, there are certain cases, like, for example, if it's a capital murder case, and the attorney doesn't have any capital murder experience, you know, because that's a big deal. A judge may not approve that person to argue your case because he just doesn't have the experience. Yeah. Or he won't approve it without co-counsel that does. So so you have that right to an attorney, and that's the biggest thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing you need to do if you are a victim of, not a victim of this, but if you're the subject of this, the first thing you need to do is immediately start demanding to speak with your attorney, okay?
CJ, I want to bring something in here. It's going to be totally outside the realm of what you were just speaking, but it's going to come right back. And because you know, I think you know where I'm going to go with this, maybe you can explain it better. I was teaching license to carry for 20 years. I made a big revenue off of that.
Mm-hmm.
However, you shouldn't have to be licensed to have the right of having a firearm.
Right.
But because the state said that's the way it is, I applied my services and my skills, and I taught people, and they did their function, and I always promoted constitutional carry. I said, listen, it's going to shoot my foot, but I can't be a hypocrite.
Right.
There are laws for you, ladies and gentlemen, that pertain to you in every situation. We cannot be a hypocrite on... Or we can't say yes to one and no to another and be a hypocrite.
Right.
So even though it may be like we're splitting hairs, we have to maintain your rights. Otherwise, if the right that's not used is lost. Can you take what I just said and make it into a dollar sentence?
Well, yeah, exactly. So if you have the right, use the right. And look, if you can't afford an attorney, if you don't have someone like me that you either know or can hire, you have a court-appointed attorney. And you need to speak with that person because in both cases, I asked my clients when, you know, it was obvious that this court-appointed attorney was at least going to be there. I'm like, okay, what did you discuss with your attorney?
That gives me no satisfaction, a court-appointed attorney. It gives me no satisfaction at all.
It doesn't, but a court-appointed attorney at least gives you a better chance, and you're going to understand why in your case. But in both cases, the court-appointed attorney never even spoke with my clients. And we were sitting here getting ready to go into a hearing on whether that person should be committed for, in one instance, 45 days, in another instance, 90 days. And the attorney is supposed to be representing the interests of that client.
That's why it gives me no cover.
And hasn't spoken to him yet. So you, this is where you have to defeat the system by demanding to speak with your attorney, whether it's your hired attorney or the court-appointed attorney.
And if you think this isn't important, just think what disappearing for 45 or 90 days does to your life.
Yeah.
Your family life. And if you've got any kind of employment, you're going to be dismissed.
And in this case, one of my clients, it was like right before Christmas, and he didn't get to spend Christmas with his family, and because of all of the days off and things, and the way the holidays worked, because he was brought in on like the 22nd, and then you got the long weekend, and all right. So we got one more segment to go to finish it up.
We can finish it up. Sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I'll go over the rest of it and kind of close it up after the break.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a three-minute break. 254-697-6633. Attorney C.J. Grisham is in the studio. The Colonel Rafer Brown. Judge Andy Isaacs. Shelby, taking the realm. You're getting comments here, Shelby, that you run the rooster.
That's right. You got to stop when it's time to stop.
We'll be back.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody,
Aaron's High Captain Adventure Radio program, finishing up hour number two, final segment. Got a whole another hour to go. My special guest host, attorney C.J. Grisham, is in the studio. It's one of these conversations that just keeps going and going and going with great information. So we're going to finish up the hour with it. And before the end of the hour, though, I want to reiterate what's going on the 27th. So go ahead.
All right. And so, again, you have the right to be advised of where you're going, or you know where they're taking you, why they're taking you, and that it could last longer than 48 hours. You have to have a reasonable opportunity to communicate with an attorney. They have to explain to you that transportation is going to be provided to you once you're released. And they're required to advise you, and this doesn't happen either. They're required to advise you that any communications you have with your doctors may lead to, may be used in proceedings for further detention.
How the hell can that happen if it's a private patient-doctor conversation?
The law, I guess, has created this exception. Where and so it's in my second case, you know, this is a veteran and he's there against his will and he's angry because he's like, look, I came in, I wanted to get some help, I didn't want this kind of help, and people are treating him like he's a criminal.
Yep.
And he gets angry and he even called 911, because when I got there, there were a bunch of police cars. Like, oh my gosh. I went up to one of them. I says, please tell me you're not here for, and I listed my client's name, and he says, yep. And you make things worse.
CJ, there's a lot of not good law out there, but there's a lot of good law.
Yeah.
So if you look at it in that way, it's the human element. It's the human factor that causes these problems.
Yeah, and the police did everything right. I had great conversations with them. It was the medical professionals and...
I'm talking about that on that side as well.
Yeah, and I told my client, I says, look, man, I don't care how angry you are about being in here, you have to recognize that everything that you say or do in here can be used against you in a proceeding to keep you longer.
That's the rules of the game.
Yeah, and you almost have to play that game. And it sucks because at some point, you know, what if you want to be in there and you want to get better? Now you're worried that, well, if I say the wrong thing, I'm going to be in here longer than I should be.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is why when you take a class from me, I do whatever I can to instill upon you to stay out of the system by being alert and aware and knowing your laws and walking away. Once you get into the system, oh my gosh, how hard is it to get out?
Yeah, and then these rights, and the last one is you have to have a reasonable opportunity to communicate with relatives or another person who has a proper interest in your welfare. So they can't just like put you in isolation. They have to give you access to people who are going to make your life better. And this, here's the big part. This has to be in writing. And it has to be written in the person's primary language in a way that they understand. And generally what they'll do is they'll be like, here, sign this. And nothing's really explained to them. They don't know what they're signing.
I ain't signing squat.
Yeah, and so in that case, he didn't anyway. But it doesn't matter. They just got to advise you of your rights, and they've got to do it in writing. Here's the thing, folks, and this is why this is important. Why you need to contact and get a hold of that attorney. When I went before this hearing, in both cases, the doctor's letter, the certificate they call it, did not comply with the law. There were conclusory statements. What does that mean? He's mentally ill. He's a danger to others. Those are conclusory statements. They're not based on anything without other evidence.
They'll in the medical profession now, it's gotten so bad, it's just go get yourself admitted to the hospital for something. They shove paper. It's like being at a car dealership.
Yeah.
They're shoving paper at you, sign here, and you don't know what you're signing.
Oh, it's even worse now. You don't even get paper. They just say, all right, this is your whatever form, sign on this electric pad.
Yeah, exactly, and you don't get a copy of it or nothing. And a lot of times, these people that are in there, they maybe need to be in there for a day or so or to get collected. But the hospital or the doctor's office or wherever they sees dollar signs, and if we can get him in there for 90 days, we can get another couple $100,000 out of him.
That's exactly what I was about to go to wrap all this up, is without an attorney, look, I went to this hearing, and there's the attorney, the judge, and the patient. There's no one else. And I even asked her, I was like, is the doctor going to be here? Because how can I impeach these documents? I need to question the doctor on what he wrote here. And they were scrambling to get the doctor there. It's a foregone conclusion at most of these hearings. It's a rubber stamp process. You show up. I don't know what the court appointed attorneys are saying, if anything, if they're not talking to their clients. I don't know what they're there for. But the judge reads through and he says this and this, and you know, the client might say, "Well, Your Honor, I disagree. I think I'm fine." And that's the end of it, but you don't present necessarily any evidence. And so what is the evidence in the record, which I think the evidence in the record is hearsay because there's no one there verifying it. You don't have the doctor going, "Yes, I wrote that. This was my interview. This is all that." And so I challenged, you know, I got my client up there and I had another witness with me. And I went through every element. Do you want to hurt yourself? Do you want to hurt others? Do you want to kill yourself? Do you want to kill others? Who dressed you today? Did you brush your teeth? When was the last time you brushed your teeth? When was the last time you took a shower? Do you use deodorant? Do you wash your hands? You know, all these kinds of things. And the reason I do that is because there, doctor writes down there that he can't take care of his basic needs. And where did that come from? The guy's showering himself. He's dressing himself. He's very coherent. He's able to, you know,
That's why I brought up the human element. You may have these laws. Yes, there's some laws that are like, that's a kind of crazy law. It's a stupid law. It contradicts the law. It's the human element who doesn't, one, know their constitutional right. Two, doesn't understand the law. Doesn't understand the position that they're holding. And then they go and put their personal emotional attitude on it. Right. And it messes you up and it causes you to get into the system and you're chewed up in there and spending money, time, and all that kind of stuff.
And I was going to object.
I could not repeat that again if I tried.
I was actually going to get there, and they knew this. I was going to object to these certificates because there was no foundation. They didn't admit these properly. There was no way for me to impeach the documents because I can't look at a piece of paper and go, "Okay, piece of paper, how did that word get onto you?" You know, I have to impeach the person that made that piece of paper. Yep. And I was halfway through my second client, and you could tell that they emergency called the doctor in, and the doctor shows up. And by the time I was done with my second client, you know, the judge is like, "Do you have any other witnesses?" I says, "Well, Your Honor, I think the doctor's here. I'm not sure. But are you going to call the doctor, or do I need to call the doctor? Because I need to impeach these documents and question the doctor on these statements because I think they're conclusory." Thankfully, the judge is like, "I think they're conclusory as well. I'm not going to find probable cause. I order that your client is released immediately."
How can a judge go, "I think they're..." What's the word?
Conclusory.
Conclusory, which means it came to a conclusion.
Not based on evidence.
Based on evidence. How can he go, "I think it should be, this is that way"?
Yeah. Well, the judge can answer that.
I can tell you exactly because a lot of... a lot of times you don't get every piece of evidence you want. And you have to do body language. You have to do eyes. You have to read people in order to make sure you get... And when you feel like there's something not right, there's usually something not right.
And you know what helped me, Judge? My client... I won't say where he's from. Yeah. I'll just put it that way. Is running for a JP position. And one of my lines of questioning of him is there any documentation required for you to run for JP? And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Did you get any help with that documentation?" "No." "Did you fill it out yourself?" "Yes." "Were your documents accepted the first time you filed them?" "Yes." "Do you know where to file and what your requirements are as a JP candidate?" "Yes." "And then didn't you once serve on the city council?" "Yes." "You don't sound very crazy to me."
"No, well, I don't know the city council."
but I'm also like, it doesn't sound like you have problems taking care of your basic needs. You know,
now you got me choking.
I mean, this doctor's trying to say that he can't bathe himself properly, and yet he's running for a JP position, and he's able to file paperwork, and he's able to meet all the legal requirements as a candidate. So it's very important that you talk to that attorney. That attorney is going to show up and fight for you in both of my cases. So the first case, they wanted 45 days. My client had been given different medications, which seemed to be working. And the judge is like, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to order 3 days, but I'm going to let the doctor decide if you can get released at any time before that, only because I want to make sure these medications don't have any side effects, these new medications they put you on." I understand that. She was released the next day anyway. So But she would have been 45 days without someone coming in there and arguing for
her. Could you use, as an example on this radio show, somebody, a judge who you respect, and say, they do it the way it's supposed to be done. Let me illustrate, ladies and gentlemen. The question came up. The judge said this. He referred to that. He did everything you're supposed to do as compared to, whatever.
Well, and what I found, and I don't know if Andy's still here, but...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you know, the way that the law works... You know, judges have
anything you say will be held against you.
Well, the way that they so a judge has to go with the evidence before him. And if the only evidence before him is the hospital statement, that's all he's got to go on. He can't make inferences from outside information. He's got to go with what's presented during the hearing and essentially leave his or her personal feelings out and follow the law. Now, I know Judge Andy is one of the great constitutionalists.
That was my point, though. I understand he's got to make it based on the, he or she needs to make it based on the decisions in the court. But do you have instances where it's like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
The big deal is, especially being a JP, is there's a reasonable chance that I might know that person because there's only 6,000 to 8,000 people in my precinct.
All right, guys, we've got cut short of the time. Shelby's cracking the whip. We're going to take a break, be back for the third hour. 254-697-6633. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number
CLB009432E. Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free child care, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host. I got the Colonel, my wingman, Rayford Brown in here. My special guest host, attorney CJ Grisham, Judge Andy Isaacs with Morningstar Ranch, Shelby.
Fancy.
Shelby Meyer without the money, right? Is that how you say it?
No.
Shelby Meyer, Oscar
already
Meyer.
I don't have money, but it is because it's spelled M-A-Y-E-R. And my husband goes, they go, oh, is that Mayer or Meyer? He goes, like the hot dog, but without the money.
Anyway, she's the metal rim around the wagon wheel. All my wagon wheel, in case you don't know, I'm the center hub. Every one of these people in the studio here is a spoke, a well-seasoned oak spoke.
He's the part where it squeaks.
Yeah, I squeak. Got to slap some oil on it. And Shelby is the metal trim outside the wheel to keep it all together. Okay. I wanted to go back to CJ.
Hang on just 1 second. All this conversation CJ and I were just having, it all comes down to really one thing. It's that the law was made for man, not man for the law. A lot of times where we get problems with what CJ's doing is they twist that around where they say, well, you're supposed to comply with the law, not the law comply with you. And that is not what's in the Constitution. That's not what Jesus wanted us to have and begin with. And that's not how it's supposed to work. But the more socialist we become, the more that they twist it around.
And the more we need people like Andy.
All right. Now, on January 27th, I am doing a self-defense home invasion seminar. I dropped it down from an advanced class to an intermediate class. It's $200 for the class. That is a disgustingly cheap price for what you're going to learn. Okay. Now, because of that, I will not be here on that day, and attorney CJ Grisham will be filling the void here. Shelby will be his board operator. The colonel will be in. Judge Andy, I'm sure, will be in. Everything? No?
I'll be with you.
That's right, yeah.
Are you going to call in? Are y'all going to call?
Colonel, you going to be here?
Yeah, Colonel will be here.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. So we can still do his segment. And I don't.
The bottom line is, I got 4 slots available. If you think you want to carry a firearm and you think you're not good, or you think you are good, actually, the people who think they are good are the ones who need to come to me. Okay.
Well, great. I guess I definitely can't be here now.
There is a lot more to just purchasing a firearm, getting a holster, and carrying it. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot tell you. There's so much more to it. And I train you in about 10 to 12 hours. When you walk out there, you're going to go, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You could get the same training. Let me give you an equivalent here. I won't say the facility's name, but you could go kind of northwest up there. And there's a facility up there that's well promoted and publicized. And I had an individual come to my shop who attended this course and showed me the book that they use for training. And I looked at it and I go, OMG, this is ridiculous. This is a joke. You paid how much money for this? I teach everything that's in that book above and beyond and much better. Okay, let me tell you.
That's exactly how Morningstar Ranch, you know, our what we do with kids. If the kids came to that camp, and it's free for the kids to come, if the kids paid to come to that camp, a camp like what we do, it'd be $1,200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So here you have the opportunity. I got a slot, 4 slots available. So if you want to make contact with me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, give me a call, 254-697-4721. It's $200, or you can go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventure page. You'll see the flyer on the top left-hand corner. You can PayPal it right there. But you better hurry. Seats are limited and time is running out, okay?
And since I'm going to be here for 3 hours, but speaking for probably about 2 of those, Rayford, he does his for an hour. You know, if you've got some legal issues you'd like me to bring up on the 27th, you got 2 weeks to kind of think about it. You know, what's on your mind? What have you wanted to know? What are some weird quirks that you've always wondered about? Send me an email, cj@cjgrisham.com, and, you know, let me know. Say, hey, can you talk about this on the 27th, or, you know, whatever it is. And if I don't know, if it's not something I normally do, like, I mean, all attorneys are generally versed on most aspects of the law. It's more like we're a master of none, or a master of one, but what is it?
Jack of all trades,
but a master of none. Yeah. You know, and we all have our own specific niches that we go
into.
Why
do I know that? Because I'm probably one of those.
Yeah. So, you know, if there's something, I mean, I've taken intestate cases, you know, where you die without a will. I've taken DUI cases, which I don't normally do. I've taken a property case, a contracts case. I mean, I can do a little bit of everything, and if I don't know it, I can easily refresh my memory on it or look it up. So cj@cjgrisham.com. If there's something specific you'd like me to talk about on the 27th, send me that email, and I'll come prepared and help you out.
Can you give a hint, or am I putting you on the spot?
We're going to have – well, so I'm in the stages where it's looking likely, but it's a name that you all know. And I'll tell you what, Matt, what I'm going to do is I should know by next Saturday.
Okay.
So during your show next week, you can definitely say this is who's going to be on the show next week.
Okay.
But it's definitely someone that most of you have heard about except for Shelby. And
that's an inside joke. Okay. You done?
I'm done.
You ended it with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I wanted to do this now because I wanted the Colonel here. I wanted you here. I wanted everybody here because I think who's got to leave?
I do.
Got to leave. Okay. I want to make sure we got this in here.
No, I'm staying to the end. I just got to go reps.
Here's one of the headlines. 7 key campaign promises Donald Trump publicly made for a second term. Now, I'm going to read them, and I want you to think, why would somebody make these promises if they're already happening? Make sense? Here we go. Former President Donald Trump is pointing to his record when appealing to voters as he vies first for the Republican nomination and ultimately the presidential election, the main event. While he is looking to build on what he established during his first 4 years, which was incredible. Now, CJ, Colonel, Andy, you've all been with me for at least 4 years now, and we've been talking about this almost every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, the whole works. Trump has a record that's incredible. Here are some of the key campaign promises Trump has publicly made thus far. And he made promises prior to 2016. And in the first 100 days, I think he accomplished over 300 of them. Because I remember you and I specifically, Colonel, talking about them. Here's number one. End woke gender ideology.
Oh, good, gender, because I'm trans black, so that's not gender related. Okay. I was worried that my existence was being threatened. Asian female.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me read a paragraph or something. Let me see if it's relevant here. While it did not stand as an issue as pressing as the current day during his first term, Trump has promised to tackle the left-wing gender insanity pushed on children by the radical left, promising to end what he described as chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth on day one in office. Amen to that. How can anybody be opposed to that? And if you are opposed, you're a sick, you know what?
Yeah. Yep.
Can I say MF-er? Is that okay?
No. Nope. MF-er is.
MF-er, but okay. not the actual
word. Okay.
You can say mother liquor.
Mother trucker.
Yeah, moving on. Number two, address rampant crime.
Yep.
Trump plans to address rising crime by signing a record investment in hiring, retention, and training for police officers, per his campaign website, which states that the bill will increase vital liability protections for America's law enforcement officers, which I totally understand. However, the officer must do his duty or her duty. You can't go outside the realm. We're going to protect you because I know you're in one of those positions where anything can happen, and I get it. So we're going to give you some leniency.
There's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the federal government to get involved in local law enforcement. And that is one of the things that I am adamantly against, is having strings attached to all of these grants and everything. And one of the things required for a socialist country is a national police force. And they're trying to do that bit and a piece at a time.
Not Trump,
no. But the others. But if he starts getting involved and saying that he's going to push local law enforcement and provide it or give them grants, that's unconstitutional.
Well, and I think what he needs to add to that is something that wouldn't cost a penny. So you do that aspect of what he's talking about, and then you also create a national constitutional carry so that you can cross state lines.
Now look, when the Colonel speaks and he says it's unconstitutional, I listen, because I'm that guy who goes, I cannot be a hypocrite. Although it may sound great even coming from Trump, if it's unconstitutional, I can't support it. So not being as well versed as you are, Colonel, you're probably seeing something that I'm not seeing.
Well, Representative Carter
just put out a document, a campaign document. I'm not sure if he called it official or not, but it listed on the back side about, at least 15, maybe 17 things that he's done and he was so proud of. And I went through them, and all but two were unconstitutional. There's nothing in the constitutional that authorized him to do that.
Now, look, we have a juggernaut of unconstitutionality going on in this country. If for some reason, don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, if for some reason I can slow it down by somebody doing a good thing, even though it's unconstitutional, I'm going to start there and then say, we need to fix it. Does that make sense? Because totally going against the grain immediately, like that movie I was telling you about, Rowan Crew, when you're going full stroke, 38 to 42 strokes per minute, and you got to stop that boat, it's going to take you a little bit, okay? Now, number three, protect women. In 2020, women are precious. 20 seconds. Women are precious in my book. That it should be like that in everybody's book.
And the National Boxing Association just said transgender men can box in the women's division.
All right, so with you just saying that, in 2023, Trump signed a presidential promise to American women from the Concerned Women of America, vowing to uphold the truth that women are exclusively female. We'll take a break. Be back in three.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, 254-697-6633. Seven key campaign promises Donald Trump publicly made for a second term. The first one was end woke gender ideology. Second was address rampant crime. Three, protect women. Here's number four. Champion parental rights. At the launch of his campaign, Trump made it clear that it is Biden who has committed to indoctrinating our children, even using the Department of Justice against parents who object, referencing the infamous letters solicited by Education Secretary Miguel Cardona from National School Boards Association officials equating concerns parents to domestic terrorists. Quote, it's a terrible thing. That's why it's so sad what's happening. When I'm in the White House, schools will cease pushing critical race theory as they were. He promised, once again outlining his plan to use federal funding as a way to punish institutions that continue the woke ideology. The next one, fire warmongers and globalists. This is a huge one. This is the one that potentially gets him assassinated. Trump has vowed to take on the globalists, determining that World War III has never been closer than it is right now. Quote, we need a clean house of all warmongers and American last globalists in the deep state, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the National Security Industrial Complex. Promising to complete the mission of restoring peace and cleaning house should he make it in the White House again. What's your thoughts on that? These guys have a bullseye on this man, and not only on his head, his chest, but his back, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's only going to make it. Here, you know what my biggest fear is? It's not Trump losing. It's Trump winning. Because the left is going to lose it.
Lose it. They're going to go ballistic, man.
The next election, just start buying your ammo now, because
let's reflect back. 2020, the left was going bonkers. Had Trump got in 2020, you would have had mass chaos. But you notice after November, the election,
yep,
there was calm.
Yep.
It's going to happen again because they're nutcases. They're crazies. They've got U-Haul vehicles filled with shields and firebombs and Molotov cocktails, the whole works. They're ready to cause disruptions.
Yeah. Riots in Washington, D.C. The inaugural parade will be a disaster.
And lest we forget, because everyone keeps talking about January 6th, let's not forget when Trump in 2016 was elected, all the riots in D.C. and the fires and the destruction.
The attacks on congressmen.
The attacks on congressmen, the attacks on police, the attacks on churches, all that stuff that happened in D.C., oddly forgotten, but January 6th is remembered.
Oh. Now, look,
peaceably,
I'm not worried about Russia. I'm not worried about China. I'm not worried about pretty much anything except for this. Go after drug cartels. Trump promised to go after drug cartels in the same way that he went after Islamic State, blah, blah, blah. Okay, look, the drug cartels have been enjoying too much freedom. They're making way too much money. They're extremely armed, and they're the ones who are going to make direct contact. And this isn't—we're not talking, nukes. We're not talking this. We're talking people getting their heads cut off, their limbs cut off, invasions, tunnels, drugs coming in, killing people. It was coyotes bringing illegals across the border. Everything. It's just going to be ugly, ugly, ugly. And finally, number seven, protect the Second Amendment. In 2023, Trump promised that he would take Biden's executive order directing the federal government to targeting the firearms industry, and I will rip it up and throw it out on day one. Furthermore, Trump said he would ask Congress to send a bill to my desk for national concealed carry reciprocity. Just like your driver's license or your marriage license, your Second Amendment must apply across state lines. It will. We'll get it done pretty quickly, too. And, you know, when he talks like that, he loses credibility if he can't get it done. And if he doesn't get it done, you will see he made a major effort to try to get it done, but he was stopped by every possible conceivable way.
Well, and I just want to say two things. And the first one's going to probably anger a lot of people. The second one, not so much. Trump did nothing for the Second Amendment his first term. Nothing. As a matter of fact, he got us a bump stock ban.
Yeah.
And he made it possible for the ATF to do these other stupid things about pistol braces and all this other stuff. That said,
you think he woke up?
I don't know. I really don't know. So. He talks a good game, but his actions showed absolutely nothing.
Look, we're not going to stop you here, but yeah. I want to make a comment. Look, Trump is not an angel.
Yeah.
Trump is not Jesus Christ. He is the best person for the job at the moment.
And he's definitely better than Biden. So, I mean, if he does nothing, he's better than Biden.
That plant back there.
Yeah. Biden. But on that second thing about, what was that? The reciprocity. Here's my concern, and I want everybody to think about this. I don't necessarily support that, because if the federal government gets involved in state licensing, except to the extent that all states shall recognize other states' licenses, period. That's it. If that's the end of it, I'm all for it.
I agree.
But what's going to happen is the federal government is going to say, but
we need a national database.
But yeah, licenses must contain this type of information, these types of background checks, these kinds of, they must share information with the other states.
And
they,
it's going to happen.
Searchable databases. So I'm not, unless it says this and nothing more, all states shall accept the carry licenses of other states, and states that do not require
license.
Isn't that
already in the Constitution?
Other states will not require a license either.
Isn't that already in the Constitution?
It is. It's called the Second Amendment. That's how you support the Second Amendment.
Okay. There's a clause in there where the states have to recognize the other state's authority to do weddings.
Equal protection.
And legal protections.
Yeah. Yeah, it's equal protection. That's the way it should be. If I have a right to carry here, I should be able to go visit my family in Florida and have the same rights.
While you're here, I want everybody's opinion here. This was word of the day, but I'm going to the article. Trump releases 2020 election fraud report for Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Quote, it has often been repeated that there's no evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. In actuality, there is no evidence Joe Biden won.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a quote. I am pleased to share a report that is fully verified. Most of the information was gotten from the government sources, tapes, and other public records, and compiled by the most highly qualified election experts in the country. Trump wrote this on X. No, I'm sorry. Truth Social. He wrote it on Truth Social. These numbers are determinative, and in all cases are hundreds of thousands of votes per swing state more than I needed to win that state. If any Republican Senate does not step forward and address this atrocity, it will happen again and be virtually impossible for Republicans to win elections in the future.
I'm sorry, but this, did you hear his speech yesterday? During his speech yesterday, I happened to be on the road, so I heard it all. And he said, he brought this up, you know.
Clarify who?
By Biden.
Okay.
I got 81 million votes and the people have spoken. I'm sorry. There is, no. No, you did not. There is no way under God's beautiful gaze that Biden got more votes than Obama at such a large pace.
Look, for the number of total votes cast, there weren't that many people registered.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, for him to keep repeating that lie, you know, I heard that and it cringed. I'm like, are you listening to yourself?
Of course not.
Biden was not so special. Now, if it was a Trump,
if he campaigned and wasn't in his basement all the time,
yeah,
maybe something.
You know, I could believe those numbers if it was a Trump-Obama race, because these are two very charismatic people within their parties. These are very well-respected people within their parties. Mm-hmm. I can understand maybe if Obama had gotten 81 million votes in that particular race, because everybody's energized.
All right, let's shift gears here, because I got 3 minutes with you. I don't think, and Trump said it himself, I don't think Biden or Kamala will be in the primary.
Oh.
So if that is the case, who fills the gap? I say Michelle Obama. Her and Barack are bought and paid for by the deep state. She may not want, may not want to do it, but she is obliged and obligated to follow the orders, the marching orders from those that are higher up. She is a black woman, former first lady.
Former linebacker.
One of the most well-recognized women on the planet. And if she becomes the person that the people have to vote for, you're going to have an emotional vote. Not a logical vote, but an emotional vote. You saw it when Obama got elected.
Yeah. That's my concern. I don't think that Biden's going to be out of the primary. I think it would just create too much chaos, because there's no way they can just give away
I disagree.
Electoral
CJ.
Votes.
I disagree. Mean, he is sinking totally. Her and Kamala.
No, people aren't going to vote for them.
But they have to. But the thing is, they have to certify votes, and unless they vote for, you know, in the primary, they're going to select their party person. I guess it's unprecedented. I don't know how that would work. How do you, after going through all these primaries and these...
If they're look, let me tell you something. If you can get Biden out by the 25th Amendment, Kamala is not legal. Colonel, you can back me up on this. Kamala technically is not legal to be VP of this country because
that
of her
true.
Parents, based on the laws.
She is not a natural born citizen.
And it was both parents... I'm doing this from memory. It's both parents don't...
have to be U.S. citizens. Citizen. So she does not have any other problems like having two Texans
so if the
have
Democrat,
a kid that goes to OU.
So the Democrat Party says, we don't want Kamala. We're going to pull this up and say, hey, Kamala, I'm sorry.
Since when did the law ever come in?
There we go.
They will do that because they're going to say they're not going to win. Sorry, Kamala, based on this, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to put Michelle in instead. Sorry. Be back in three.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Okay, I'm forced forced to go on air. I wanted to continue to listen to AC/DC. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. You know what I like to do? There's a lot of songs. I used to write a lot of poetry. And I would take these. When I hear a song playing, I would put it in a Christian format. And AC/DC has "It's a Long Way to the Top if You Want to Rock and Roll." And I was writing down, "It's a Short Way to the Top if You Want to Save Your Soul."
Oh, my God.
It was great. Isn't that good?
Yeah. Most of your poetry I see on bathroom walls. But
speaking of which, I have a T-shirt from Rita Kay's production of, what was it called? A Rock?
Rock of All Ages.
Rock of All Ages. I got a T-shirt, brand new. She's going to get it.
Okay.
She's
talking about doing that again.
Oh, gosh, no. Don't have her call me, please. That was a lot of work. All right. We're going to be doing the self-defense, what to do.
Armed Citizen,
American Rifleman, April 2007. So if you have your late edition, pull to page number 8, and we'll be there. And what we're going to do is a cold read. We're going to make commentary as to what to do and what not to do in situations like these. So the first story is... Kansas concealed carry law took effect January 1st, 2007. On January 19, two armed men burst into a gas station owned by Dean Yee. According to police, they twice demanded money from me while holding him at gunpoint. Big mistake. A customer inside the store, however, had a concealed carry permit. He shouted for the robbers to drop their weapons. When they refused, he shot one suspect before the other fled. Station owner Yee feels lucky to be alive. "I would have been shot in the chest," he told the news. Kansas Senator Phil Journey added, "Hopefully this will put other criminals and thugs on notice that Kansas is a different state today than it was just 20 days ago." The only comment I can make is this. Had the person who was licensed to carry... If they had taken my class, they could have taken both people out.
Well, because you don't yell and give them a chance to shoot
exactly.
At you.
And Uvalde, oh my gosh, what you just said there, it brings us back. I can't stand this. Uvalde, when those first officers came in, they were screaming, "Please, please, please, shut the hell up, man. Get to your objective. Take that sucker out. Don't even let them know you're coming." I pause.
Made a little weird noise. Okay. Raymond Hill's 12-year-old daughter woke him up with startling news. Two people were trying to break into their home. Police say Hill loaded his .40 caliber handgun and went downstairs.
He loaded it? It wasn't already loaded?
I guess not. Where he saw one of the suspects removing the screen from their rear window. The suspect continued trying to break in, and Hill shot and killed him. Police nabbed the second suspect as he attempted to flee on bicycle.
I have to talk about this. Okay. Let me get my microphone, my platinum microphone here. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you have a spare tire in your car?
In case you need it.
Is there air in the spare?
Well, you've got to air it up before you can use it.
Okay, so let's do this. Here we have...
Have you ever checked the air in your spare?
I've learned to do that. Here's the deal. You get a flat tire. You jack up the car, you do the whole works, you get your spare tire out, there's no air in it, and you're going to pick up this spare tire and walk to 7-Eleven so you can air it up. It's the same thing as you carrying a firearm with nothing in the chamber. Look at me. Okay. For all of you, look at me now, who have a firearm and it's not loaded, and what I mean by loaded is chambered, one in the chamber, you are doing yourself a disservice to not only yourself, but the people you're trying to protect. If that gun is not loaded, it's the same thing as having a spare tire in your car with no air in it. Okay? There you go.
Well, you carry a stick to roll it to the station with, don't you? Roll a spare?
Stick roll.
Judge, take it away.
Okay. Isaacs Wilson pulled over to take a cell phone call when a career criminal approached. The man pointed from inside his clothes. With that, Wilson thought was a gun. He told Wilson to get out of the car. They traded places. And then Wilson ordered this carjacker to get out. Police say the carjacker rushed towards Wilson, acting as though he had a weapon. "That's why I pulled my gun," says Wilson. He shot the assailant once, and the suspect was listed in fair condition at the hospital.
He did not take my course.
Obviously not, because why would you? No, I ain't getting out. Not, I ain't getting out.
Now you get out.
Yeah, that's not.
What was that story? Shelby, weren't you telling me that it was either you or somebody else? Some bad guy comes into a store, says, "Give me your money, give me your money." And nobody listened. Mm-hmm. And they go, and the guy got frustrated. He goes,
"It was a nail salon."
Nail salon. And he goes,
"It was under his coat." They were like, "Come on, everybody, give me something out of your purse." And they just like were looking at him and they just kept on their conversation. So he left. He just left.
Well, how rude could you be? You know, you know. Back to the other deal. The only way that the not having a gun loaded, maybe he's got little kids in the house, but then you get a lockbox. But
not even. Look, if you got kids in the family and in the house, put the gun. You can even have the slide locked to the rear. No magazine in. Put it on the freaking coffee table. The worst thing that the kid can happen to him is they get a chipped tooth because you have the magazine in your back pocket. God forbid something happens, you grab the gun, you load it, because you've taken my class, you know how to do it quite well, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
How old does a kid have to be before you can teach them some gun safety?
Mine were pretty young.
I trained at 4 years old.
Yeah.
I've been having a gun in my hand since the age of four.
Well, it was demonstrated to us before that they were going to be dangerous.
No. Well, no. That's different. That's different. I'm talking actual physical manipulation of
gun safety.
Yeah. Well, wait, immediately. Yeah. Look, as the baby's being born, you have a catcher's mitt saying, here's the NRA, rules of engagement when it comes to a firearm.
Until the last one, who gets out of the car and then tells the other guy to get out? You don't get out of the car, you shoot the son of a gun.
You get out.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
You didn't say you wanted the keys.
Yeah.
You
don't
get out.
When two armed men approached a residence and flashed a handgun, the fearful person inside let them in. Ugh. The residents' compliance only emboldened the intruders.
Absolutely.
Police say a shot rang out, and a relative in an upstairs apartment hurried downstairs with a rifle. He shot both suspects, killing one and causing the other to flee. The wounded suspect was apprehended at the hospital. Authorities in Schenectady, New York, say it was the fourth case in 2 months in which a would-be victim shot an intruder.
Well, Colonel, that's a perfect example of one who is trained with a firearm and mentally prepared as compared to one who wasn't.
Yeah, well, that reminds me of the story of the guy that...
I'm going to look up in my roster and see if this guy from Albany, New York, I think that's where it was.
Somebody asked this police officer who was wearing his 9mm and came into their room and he said, "Oh, I see you're expecting trouble." And he said, "No, if I was expecting trouble, I'd have brought my shotgun."
That's another joke. It's like, why you got so many guns? What are you scared about? I go,
nothing.
Not a damn thing. All right, next story. Police say a man and a woman were getting into their car outside a Walmart when an attacker shoved a pistol into the man's stomach and demanded the keys. Now, before I read further, go look up on YouTube Walmart abductions. You will have plenty to look at. Continuing. The woman pulled a pistol from the glove box and fired 5 shots at the carjacker, who dropped his pistol and ran away. Oh my gosh.
Well, let
me get back to this in a second. He was arrested at the hospital where he sought treatment for a gunshot wound. We're kind of hailing the man and the woman as heroes, said whoever. The suspect stands accused. Okay, here's the deal. Every bullet fired from a... Now look, there's a difference between a cartridge and a bullet. The bullet is the product of being fired.
Walmart parking lot.
It's a projectile. The bullet's the projectile. A cartridge is the whole thing, around is the whole thing. She fired 5 rounds. 5 projectiles in a Walmart parking lot were flying out of her vehicle. Mm-hmm. One of them hit the subject. Where'd the other 4 go?
Other vehicles could
have been children. Go ahead,
Shelby. Okay, well, read the rest of it here. The suspect stands accused of committing 9 additional armed robberies in less than a month.
Well, that doesn't do me no good if she didn't hit him the first time.
Well, she got one round in him.
I would like to know whereabouts she hit him.
Anyway. The safety of his mother and nephew was all the 22-year-old Philip Mendoza could think about after six armed men invaded their home. Mendoza snuck into the bedroom and grabbed a shotgun. I knew they had my mom with a gun and my little nephew, he recalls. Police said one of the intruders kicked open the bedroom door and Mendoza fired a load of buckshot, critically injuring the suspect. And another intruder appeared in the doorway and Mendoza fired again, killing one of the men. The other intruder and the wounded suspect fled. Two were apprehended.
Here's my commentary to this story. Great job.
Yeah. Sonia Doppel.
Yes.
And her boyfriend, Charles Green, were getting ready for dinner when two masked men burst inside with a BB gun. Police said the men held the gun to Doble's head and forced her to the ground. That's when Green came around the corner, pointed his gun at the intruder, and demanded they depart. When they refused, he shot one of the suspects, and they fled the home. If he hadn't had the gun, Green hadn't done. If he hadn't had the gun and hadn't done that, we could have been dead today.
We got to go to a break. Listen, you point a gun at me, you're down. We'll be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provides sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
in the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the program with the final segment. I got my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, in studio here. I've got Judge Andy Isaacs from Morningstar Ranch. Shelby taking care of the board, making sure I stay on track. And you got me, your host, Matt. There's a lot to go over with limited time to do it. So what I'm going to do is just read some headlines. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. There is not many shows like this. When you hear me read headlines, you're probably going, where did that come from? Exactly. You're not hearing it from lamestream media. So when you hear it from independent media and you go look at the sources from where it comes, because you just can't take it blatantly. Anybody can write a piece up. You've got to go find where they got their information from. When you get their information and you read that, then sometimes there's source material from that source material. And you go, okay, yes, I see where the author of this article came up and said what they said. Otherwise, you're just going to be manipulated by the system. Now, before I go into these headlines, let me reiterate. January 27th. Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm doing a home or self-defense home invasion training seminar. I can assure you, if you take my course, you will leave at 6 p.m. and go, whoa. Okay? I can assure you. I know. I have no doubts. There's no question in my mind. You can go to my website, aaronsgunshop.com. Look at the testimonials. You can sign up there at High Cap Adventures page and sign up. I have 4 slots available. And you will see the flyer there as to exactly what I'm going to train, okay? Now, some will be more in-depth than others, but all of it will be touched upon. But you will leave a better individual when it comes to handling a firearm and using it, because I don't play games. Don't jack with me. If you mess with me and I'm within the realms of everything I understand and know and common sense and human emotion, who doesn't want to do anything but realizes the line has been crossed, you've got to understand who you are, what you can do, what the law allows, blah, blah, blah. Because if you don't, you're going to be in a position of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And being hit with a threat is the worst time to learn a new skill. Right?
Right.
You better know your skills before it happens. All right, so give me a call. 254-697-4721, or give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Let me go over some articles here. And I've got a bunch. And let me see what I want to hit first. What do you think about this one? The World Economic Forum. Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Colonel?
Sir.
You've heard me talk about Klaus Schwab, cue ball, for years. The leader of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum says Davos, the place that they're going to have their meeting of the globalist elites, is all about trust. What do you think they mean by that?
Well, it ain't the kind of trust we talking about.
They want you to trust because what they say is absolutely indefensible by science. And there's a huge article about that, about the carbon dioxide stuff in the Epoch Times. And I highly encourage you to look this up. I can talk about it next week. I can talk about CO2 and all of the big scam involved with CO2 and warming temperatures, rising sea levels, all of the lies that are being pushed to give political control to the elite and take it away from you, using the environment as an excuse. They've gone from, we're going to freeze, we're going to burn, we're going to freeze, we're going to have some kind of a climate emergency. All of it is lies.
Based on what I know, and I've been studying this for quite a long time, reading the headline and commenting on the headline alone, this is what I get. It's all about trust. Trust being that each one of the elites trust each other to accomplish their assigned tasks. And with the headlines being written, that the ignorant, apathetic listener or reader says, oh, they're doing the best for us. It's like that sign, Colonel, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. What do you got, Andy?
Reagan. You know, we see this kind of stuff all the time. It's constant. And we can't, somebody says, trust me, you don't trust them. because trust is earned. Trust is who you are, not. I don't say it out loud. Trust me, I'm going to do this. Okay, no, you know, this drives me nuts, and it's not far drive either.
If I say gaslighting, you older people should probably know what I'm talking about. Do you know when I say gaslighting, where that comes from?
It comes from acetylene torch-powered spotlights.
That's a little too old. let's do Hollywood.
That's a gaslight.
Let's do a Hollywood.
Yeah, gaslights were acetylene lights Hollywood, because of extra cool. carbon and then the fuel burned white hot and produced a brilliant light.
Let's do.
I can't help
Hollywood.
It.
Hollywood. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
No, you better enlighten
us. Gaslighting is, but I know where it came from.
Alfred Hitchcock. Gaslighting? That movie?
I
forget the name of the actual title. Is it Gaslight? But he's basically, the husband's trying to freak his wife out by saying, the lights are bright, super bright. I'm just using this as an example. The lights are super bright in the house. No, can you light a candle? Because I can't see much. I'm trying to mess with your mind.
Get you to believe a lie.
So here we go. White House press secretary claims Biden doing all he can to protect the U.S. border and blames Republican. That is gaslighting.
You know, no, it's called lying, but we'll use gaslighting.
So instead of gaslighting, it should be gaslighting.
Yeah, it's just lying. It's just straight up lying.
Let's see. What does she say here? She started the new year with more lies about how puppet President Joe Biden is really doing all he can. Blah, blah, blah. Ignoring the hordes of migrants storming the U.S. border in recent weeks, Jean-Pierre claimed border security was at the top of Biden's priority list from day one. It's a major distinction between the way Trump handled it and the way Biden handled it. When Trump handled it, it dropped down significantly, over 75%.
And the congressmen were standing on the bridge this time watching the illegals
yes.
come across
I got
after Biden cut the wire.
I've got that. Wait a minute. I've got that. I've got that. Here we go. Here's the article. Illegal aliens cross border in front of GOP delegation after border GM orders razor wire barriers cut.
Yeah.
And
we're
fighting. We're fighting that in court right now to whether they have or whether the states have. The states have not delegated the authority to enforce necessarily. They were supposed to make universal laws, but they haven't been enforcing them. Biden is in violation of his oath of office to effectively and uniformly enforce the law.
Okay, are you sitting down for this one? If I have Nikki Haley, who is a former South Carolina governor, Republican, or Michelle Obama.
That doesn't say conservative, it said Republican.
Republican, or Michelle Obama running for president. Who do you think I'd vote for?
God almighty, I don't know.
I hope you wouldn't.
You're saying,
vote for Michael Obama.
Okay, you're saying Nikki Haley?
Vote for Obama.
Knowing me, Judge, what would you say?
I think you'd vote for Obama.
Colonel, what do you say?
I think you probably, just the way you've asked the question, would vote for Obama.
Absolutely. But you know why? It's the same reason I would vote for Hillary. Because I know she's going to screw me.
Yeah.
She has made plain and clear what she's going to do. Whereas Nikki, she's a backstabbing,
yeah.
You know what.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
You know, well, it's we talk about all these headlines, and we see what's going on. And we see, and we think, there are a lot of people who just want to give up. I promise you this. It's in the Bible, and I forget the passage. I mean, but there are more of them on our side than there are on the other. I promise you, we got more on our side than they got on the other. So just hang in.
I want to make a comment about what I just said about Obama and Nikki. It's the same thing with Elon Musk. You may not like Elon Musk, but he's independent. He is not paid by, what's the term? Sponsors, special interest.
Yeah.
He's his own person. So I go, okay, I don't like this and I don't like that, but that's who he is. I know what I'm going to get. Same thing with Trump.
There's a lot now, of things Trump does that I don't particularly like, but
Trump had a major learning curve in 2016 to 2020. I think he's going to be way smarter this time. All right, Colonel, you got any announcements?
I do have Tea Party, third Tuesdays, and this term it's the 16th. Don Huffines, former Texas senator and former candidate for governor, is going to be our speaker. And there's a little confusion going on with our president about what time the Tea Party is going to start. He's been saying 6, but that was only for the Christmas party, was the original understanding. But 6:30 for sure will get you snacks. 7 o'clock is the program. Again, Don Huffines, super guy.
You know, don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep doing what you got to do. You know, God's got a plan for this, and we can overcome it. If we lay down, we won't. Keep battling.
Oh, hey, I'm going to jump back in here, Sam. Boy, is there a lot of interesting things going on in Texas politics. Abbott's fighting with the House big time, and it's really fun to watch and see if somebody's going to be on our side in the end.
Colonel, Judge, CJ, if you're listening, everybody else, it's been a fantastic job. Shelby, thank you for keeping us on track. We're going to... Great show. It was a great show. We're going to take a, what... 6 day, 21 hour break. Is that what it is? And when we come back, we'll do it all over again. But until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.